everyone. Welcome to another episode of Hashtag Be Inspired by Shaheels. How are you doing today? I hope you're okay. I hope you're good. And I hope you woke up well. Have you remembered to give gratitude to God for waking up this morning? Priceless. First, I want to start as always. I want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you for reading, for sharing, and your comments. Thank you for those who've been sending me encouraging messages. God bless you guys. You know I love you all the time. Well, today I want to talk about something called life. Yes, I know I'm always talking about life strategies, the way it should be, what's your next step, but let's talk about something called life itself. Now, what do we call life? And why are we here? And what's our purpose here? Somebody once said to me, life is peace in the midst of chaos. I was a bit confused and I was thinking, what do you mean? And she goes, you have to be able to have peace even in a life that is full of chaos. You can't be on this earth and not go through chaos, no matter what you have, whether you're rich, happy, married or not married, everything in life is chaos. And I was like, enlighten me further. And then she said to me, now listen to this. If you're single, you're stressed. If you're married, you're stressed. If you have children, you worry. If you don't have children, you worry. If you have a lot of money, you worry. If you don't have a lot of money, you worry. She said, everything in life, whether you have or you don't have, there's always something to worry about. So then I asked her, but why is that the case? Because I know that people who don't have want and believe that once they have, they no longer worry. And she goes, no, you'll be shocked that people who actually have also worry. Now, why is it that when you're single, you worry, oh, I need to have a partner, I need to get married, I need to have kids, I don't want to be alone. And then you get married and then you have, oh, problems, this is doing this to me, I can't take this, she or he is stressing me, this and that. When you don't have children, you pray, oh Lord, please, I want children. When you have them, you begin to go, what's wrong with this child? You know, have you not noticed that each time you ask God for something, he gives it to you. Once you get it, it's like next. There's always something for us to worry about. Why do we always do that? I mean, there's always going to be something. Now, so what is the solution? How do we find a place whereby we can be content with what we have and not stress? How do we begin to look at things in a different way? Now, let me tell you a short analogy. Someone once told me a story. This is a true story of somebody in Lagos. There was a plane crash a long time ago. Now, this guy, he was supposed to catch a flight out of Lagos and travel out. And as he sat at the, as he was about to check in, his wife had taken him to the airport. So as he was about to check in, he looked around and said to his wife, where's my briefcase? And she goes, oh my gosh, I forgot it at home. And the man went ballistic and began to scream and shout. Anyway, he missed his flight. And as they got to the car park, he was still nagging and abusing her, useless woman. How can you forget one little thing? You forgot my briefcase. And he was going on. And all of a sudden, they heard a loud, "Bwah!" And what happened? The plane had just dropped and exploded. Now, that plane that he was supposed to catch, that he couldn't catch because his wife forgot his briefcase at home, had just dropped out of the sky. I mean, some of you live in Nigeria remember this. It said it was a long time ago. The plane took off and dropped. He was supposed to be on that plane. But because his wife forgot the suitcase at home, or rather his briefcase, he missed the flight. Now you tell me, what do you think his reaction would be then? Look, every situation can be interpreted differently. Every disappointment, some people say, is a blessing. Why do you think they say that? Because they can always see a blessing. I mean, my mom will say to me when something happens, oh, don't worry, it could be worse. And the truth is, nothing bad that happens to you, there's always a worse situation that could have happened, even when somebody dies. Somebody once said to me, oh, at least a person died, they're not missing. There's a proverb in the Yoruba language of Nigeria that says, it's better for someone to die than to be missing. And when I first said, I said, what do you mean? He said, well, if the person is missing and you can't find them, forever you'll be looking for them, thinking about them. You would never have peace until you find them. But once they're dead, there's closure. So what that interprets to is, once you have closure, you can have peace. Now, for those of us who were around and alive and well, some things happen to us and we begin to panic. Now, it is not exactly what happens to you. It is what you're going to do about it. If something goes wrong in your life, all you need to do is think, what can I do to change that? If you have a relationship and you're not getting on properly, all you have to do is sit back and say, what am I doing wrong? You know, it's always been around there. You can't keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different result. If you're applying for jobs and you're not getting them, why don't you think of doing something else? Maybe there are no jobs. And the truth is, there are more customers than jobs nowadays. So I've advised several people, why don't you find a service to provide and then provide it? Now, not all services require money for you to provide. You can just use your brain. You can partner with somebody and begin to provide a service. If your marriage isn't going well because you're always fighting, why don't you then do something about it? Now, the funny thing is, I have a few analogies today. I watched a film recently and this woman was complaining that her husband didn't fight and nag and get into trouble and the man will hit her. Now, it's never allowed for a man to hit you, but this man was always angry. The woman will fight and shout and they will beat each other up. Every little thing turned into a huge argument. And then at the end, they will sort it out and everything. So one day she said to her friend, look, I'm tired. I don't know what to do. This man won't give me peace, blah, blah, blah. And the friend said, well, you better find a solution to this thing. You know, there's something I can do for you, but your husband would just behave like a momo. And everything you say to him, he would do. Now, momo means like a fool. So that means you be in control, like you charm him or something. So she sat down in front of our house and her security guard, who was an elderly man, came to her and said, what is the problem? And the woman said, look, I'm tired. You know, you live in this house. You see how my husband were always bickering and fighting and quarreling. I'm tired. I want to do something. You're an old man. How can I charm my husband so that when I tell him to sit, he will sit in one place? And the old man said, you want to charm him? Don't worry, I'm a charmer. I can give you a charm that will make him keep quiet. So the man came back with a cola knot, wrapped it in a piece of cloth and said to the woman, now, you see this cola knot? Every time your husband starts to quarrel, just open your mouth, put it in it, and don't let it drop out of your mouth. If it does, you're going to die. Keep it in there. Don't let it drop. So, what does the woman do? She thanks the old man, looks at him and thinks, are you sure this will work? He said, perfectly, it's going to work. So, the next time her husband started to quarrel, she put the cola knot in her mouth and bit down on it because he said it mustn't drop to the floor. So, the man went on and on and on. And when the woman couldn't respond because she had the cola knot in her mouth, the guy kept quiet. And gradually, peace began to reign in the house. Then one day, the man was so happy that the house was peaceful. They hadn't had a quarrel in months. And then he called a house party for the security guard, the maid, the gardener, and himself. And said he wanted to thank his wife, that his wife has changed, has become amazing. Their house is peaceful. Everything is going on perfectly. And the woman said, honey, don't thank me. Thank the security guard. He gave me the solution. And the man goes, what did he do for you? And she goes, well, ask him. And security guy said, look, I didn't do anything. I just used the wisdom of an old person. I gave your wife an ordinary cola knot with a cloth, nothing to it. It wasn't a charm. It was just a keep quiet charm. I knew that if she had that cola knot in her mouth, she wouldn't be able to speak back to you. And I knew that it was a talking back that made you angry and made you guys fight all the time. Now that was wisdom. That was an older man giving out a lot of wisdom. There is no problem that doesn't have a solution. And sometimes it's how we think about the problem that causes us to have stress and not know what to do. Now, whatever happens to us that breaks our hearts, you still can't give up. Whatever challenges you go to, you still can't give up. Now, remember, for those who are Christians, it says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what has in store for us. You need to know, only you can determine what God has in store. Sometimes you're doing things and people don't believe in you, but that's because you know, and God has shown you what's going to happen and you've got to believe it. Now, most of the time when you fall, it's not about never getting up. The point is, the disappointment is only a bit. It's how you take it, how you react to it, that is more important. Now, you need to ask yourself this question. Where do you want to be? What do you want to do? How are you going to move on? Am I going to give up or not? You can't give up. Where do you want to go? What's your direction? It doesn't matter which way you go. You don't have to go where everybody else is going. You can choose your own path. I remember something in Alice in the Wonderland. Now, Alice and the cat were having a conversation. And Alice asked the cat, "Would you tell me, please, which way I ought to walk from here?" And the cat looked at her and said, "That depends a good deal on where you want to get to." And Alice said, "Well, I don't care much where." And the cat said, "Then it doesn't matter which way you walk. Your purpose, your destination, where are you going, will determine which way you walk." Like the cat said, since you don't have any way you're going, it doesn't matter which way you walk. If you have no purpose, no destination, no way you're going, if you don't know what you want to do, then you just be walking around aimlessly and going there. But if you have a plan and you know where your life wants to go, you will take these things and turn them into an advantage for you. As they say sometimes, 10% is what happens to you, 90% is what you do about it. You can't give up. That's what life is. Life is like a stage. You come, you play your part, and you go. Make sure you have a destination, know where you're going, and know what you want to do. Well, I wish you all the best, guys. You know I love you. I gotta go now. You take care and have a wonderful day. This is She Heals, checking out.